For WKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Consider how many things we do each day without thinking about it. We're sort of on autopilot. Think about perhaps driving a car home from work and you don't even remember the stop signs. Today, we want to discuss how all too often this applies also to our own eating habits. I recently sat down with Teresa Lee, a graduate student at the University of Kentucky, who's conducting a mindfulness-based weight management program. And we started off with me asking her, what is mindful eating?
Mindful eating is basically just the practice of gaining awareness in the sensations and feelings that you experience when you're wanting to eat and while you're eating.
Yeah, one of the things in that context, I guess, and forgive me if this is a crude analogy, but I guess the antithesis of mindful eating would be I come home from work and I'm tired and I sit down in front of the television and I've got my bag of Doritos or Cheetos or whatever and I'm watching something on Netflix and before I know it, my fingers are stained orange and the bag is empty and I've just consumed thousands of calories without even knowing it.
Absolutely. And that's posited to be one of the main contributors to the obesity epidemic is mindless eating. Unfortunately, over the past 40 years, we have just become so inundated with opportunities to eat while we're distracted because we're so busy and we're watching more television and we're working more. We're eating more on the go while we're in our cars or while we're sitting in front of the computer or television or other screens. We make over 200 eating decisions per day, and we don't even realize it. And so mindful eating is simply an opportunity to take a moment to pause and stop and think before we make that decision and make that decision with awareness and intention. And the theory is that it may help people make more informed decisions about why they're eating and what they're eating and thereby improve their health.
That encapsulates it so well for me. And I guess thinking about, you know, we're all busy now and we have things pulling us in so many different directions, whether it's work, family, recreational things. What can people think about? Are there resources out there to perhaps help them? I mean, in theory, in concept, I think most people get that, what you're saying, and yet putting it into practice is perhaps what is so difficult. What is out there for us to learn more and to actually put this into play? I mean, are there books? Are there websites? Are there things like that where people can read more about these concepts?
Absolutely. There are tons of books that have been published over the past 30 years since mindfulness practice has really become more of a westernized phenomena. Since the 1970s, Jon Kabat-Zinn has really put mindfulness practice, which has Eastern medicine origins, into more of a Western medicine medicinal practice. Jon Kabat-Zinn has tons of resources and books published that people can learn more about mindful eating, mindful living, mindful parenting. There's tons of opportunities for just becoming a more mindful person. And then certainly within the context of eating, there are lots of opportunities. Deepak Chopra has a new campaign with Oprah where they're doing Shedding the Weight, a campaign where they're doing a 21-day mindfulness meditation challenge.
Yeah, you know, I guess one of the factors in modern living is divided attention. You know, we you and I, by necessity, both have our cell phones in the studio right now. I think about yesterday when I was eating by myself in another city. I was reading a newspaper. And these are things that are commonly done. And yet, I guess what it boils down to in sort of a simplistic way is really concentrating, paying focused attention to where you are at the moment and being there now, if you will. I think a lot of that is what we're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And also a big piece of it is taking the judgment piece out of it and just bringing forward a perspective of curiosity. So there is nothing wrong with sitting and enjoying your meal while reading the newspaper. So because you are doing that and maybe not so much paying attention to your meal, that doesn't mean that you are bad or you're not paying attention is a negative thing. You might just take a moment and think, wow, like I'm really enjoying this meal, but I'm also really enjoying the newspaper, and just trying to pay attention to doing both of those things simultaneously. And maybe just taking a moment to really enjoy a few bites of that, that meal, and trying to move away from thinking of things as all or nothing. Maybe just a few mindful bites if you can't make that whole meal a fully mindful meal.
And I guess another corollary would be the mealtime is also an opportunity to really engage with friends, loved ones, family, that type of thing. Something that, again, we've sort of lost generationally as we've become busier and busier. I'm old enough to remember supper time as being a time, perhaps the only time of the day, where the generations got together and actually talked and communicated.
Absolutely. And that's another thing that could probably help. Mindfulness practice could potentially help people slow down and really focus on the bigger picture, where you're thinking about your values. And so if you can take the time to remember those memorable, valuable experiences that you cherish, then you can kind of move back towards those and really help yourself. And then we all know this, the research has established that if you can slow down, you'll give your brain time enough to realize that you're full off of a smaller amount of food and thereby eat less. And that can help with weight loss as well.
Teresa, thank you so much. Is there anything I've neglected to ask you or that you would want folks to hear about?
If you're interested in participating in a weight loss study, I'm conducting a weight loss study that focuses on mindful eating here at the University of Kentucky. It starts the second week of May. So you can feel free to call my number at 859-619-3640 to learn more about mindfulness-based weight management.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.